can't conceive of you being any nicer than they could be. You see what I mean? We tend to think the standard of reality is whatever we think. So we become like the standard for everybody. It's right if I agree with it, and it's good if I, so I'm the standard. So if I meet somebody who's more loving and more giving than I am, I'm mystified because I don't know how to deal with them. So I better always hang out with people who are less aware than me, so at least I know how to control them. Because a person who could help me grow is frightening because I can't manipulate somebody that's more aware than I am. I'd be like naked. They'd be able to just see through anything that I was doing. Wow. It's time to get naked, y'all. It's time to get naked. So, this is deep. I'm going to go to the next paragraph. Now, the trick with the course is not to try to remember everything. The trick is to remember one thing. Take one idea that you hear me say tonight and say, I'm going to hang with that one. If I don't hear nothing else Earl says for the rest of the evening, I'm going to hang with that one idea. Don't try to get it all. It'll be like trying to drink out of a fire hose. It's too much. But you can sip it, right? Get a drop. Anybody care to tell me their drop for tonight? A thought that they want to hang on to, that they know that they want to reinforce in their life?
That I'm innocent.
That you're innocent. Okay.
There is an idea of loving you.
Do what?
There is an idea of
okay,
love.
Okay, you want to unite with the idea that there is an idea of love in you. Okay, I want to join with you on that idea, and I want to join with you on the idea that you're innocent.
The person that I'm having conflict right now needs freedom and love and support and abundance every bit as much as I do.
The person I'm in conflict with right now needs the freedom and the love and the abundance just as much as I do. That's a great one, Aaron. Anybody else?
I want to follow the laws of love.
You want to follow the laws of love on your own free will. Me too. I want to follow the laws of love with you. Of my own free will. I'm joining with you on that. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to, then get out.
If you don't want to love, it's not saying you should be, you can necessarily be able to do it, but you should want, why be somewhere that you don't share the purpose of the group?
What I love about that, Earl, is that's usually the voice that is approaching me, and that's my ego.
That's right.
It screams the loudest.
Doesn't it?
And what was cool is when you did that, love was louder than my ego. And I started listening a little bit deeper. Right after you.
I want to go so deep. I want to go so deep and so much faster now so that we can get the healing quicker now. And that can only happen when you're with people who share your purpose. If everybody in the room is at cross purposes, then you can't move forward. So it's like I really want to join with people who also have reached their limit and really know they want to have peace now too, even though they don't know how to do it. They're not sitting there trying to debate about whether or not the goal is cool. You know, what could be wrong with a goal that's your happiness? Unless you're insane. And the Course says, you are. And I am insane. And since I'm insane, I'm innocent. Because even in this world, you know, if a guy walked up to you and pinched you on your butt, and then somebody said, well, you know, he just got out of the mental institution. He's kind of like a little bit dense. You go, oh, okay. You see, okay. As soon as you see the person is insane, you have a little bit more compassion for the way they are. Yeah. And based on that premise, we're going to become the most compassionate people that have ever lived. Because you're going to look around you, and you're going to start to realize that so many of your brothers and sisters and friends are insane with fear. They're actually just, they're not bad, they're just afraid, and they're doing what fearful people do, which is attack blindly. That's what fearful people do. That's why you want to give everybody in your life plenty of room to move. Because an animal gets dangerous, what? When you corner it. So if you allow the people in your life to come and go freely, then you'll never get attacked. It's only when you try to, you know, box them in that they attack. You know. You mad? You in an argument? You mad? Get away from each other long enough to cool down. Then come back together and talk after you've decided that you want to heal. But don't demand that the person talk to you when they're trying to walk away. That's insane. Because what they're trying to do is let you know they're 1 inch away from going to come upside your head. They're trying to let you know they're about to go insane on you. And when you're insane, you go, that's what you always do. You walk away. Da, 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 da. Yeah, just probably save your life. If you would let them get away for a minute and then calm down and be able to hear their own inner guidance and voice, and then come back together. But when you start to love yourself, that will become a natural way of expressing yourself. It won't be something you have to remember from a class. You just go, okay, you want to attack me and you're angry. I think it's a good idea that we separate for a little while in order to heal. I wouldn't be trying to make you stay. I would be saying, you're right. Let me go and listen to some tape to cool out. Let me go for a drive. Let me go for a walk. We'll come back together and then we'll take it from there. Relationships aren't hard. Cool, having a cool relationship is not hard to do with someone who wants peace with you. But it can be very difficult when you're trying to have a relationship and it's based on you all getting from each other. Then you're going to be fighting all the time. You see? Okay. So I'm trying to get through this section because this next section is going to be the one that's going to be so deep it's going to trip everybody out. Okay? I'm telling you, this next section is off the hook. But we need this section to prepare ourselves so we won't trip out.
I have one more thing.
Yeah.
It is through us that peace will come.
It is through us that the peace will come. And that's why I feel so grateful when I look around the room, because I look around the room and I see opportunities to have some other minds join with me on this idea of us having peace together. I don't have to feel alone in wanting love. I'm glad to know I can look out and see other people that want some peace with me. Yes.
You should have seen the people running to class.
Do what?
I don't know if you've seen the people running down the street to class to get here.
Oh, really? I tell you, I love it. I love the times that we come together. So, now this next paragraph is deep. Remember, don't try to remember everything I'm saying or understand it. You're just looking for your sentence. Okay? It says, now, it's through us that peace will come. Join me in the idea of peace, for in ideas, minds can communicate. If you would give yourself as your father or creator gives itself, you will learn to understand selfhood. And therein is love's meaning understood. But remember that understanding is of the mind and only of the mind. So knowledge is therefore of the mind, and the conditions for knowledge are in your mind with your knowledge. Now, what is the condition of knowledge? The Course says the condition of knowledge is peace. That when your mind is peaceful, that's the state of mind in which all knowledge, love, God, and truth is remembered. So the most important thing you could do for yourself is to give yourself a peaceful mind, because with a peaceful mind comes understanding, and with a peaceful mind, knowledge just comes to you. So the ego is the part of the mind that keeps you in conflict so that you'll never have the condition in which the knowledge and peace will come to you. I tell you, you do the Course, and after a while, you will absolutely refuse to get in arguments. It doesn't mean anybody will walk over you at all. It's amazing how well you can say no in total peace. I used to think the only way I could say no was no, but it's really no. But no. 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 Just try it. No.
No.
No. And then from the south you go, no.
Hell no.
Then you put a little hell no in there. You go heaven no. But it's freeing to say no. No. But I can say that without wanting to kill you. Right?
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So the Course says, now check this out. It says, if you were not an idea and nothing but an idea, you couldn't be in full communication with all that ever was. And as long as you prefer to be something else other than an idea, or would attempt to be nothing else but an idea and something else together. Like right now, I think I'm an idea and I think I'm a body. He says,